The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of this program The Challenges of Youth Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth do face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges For today as well, we have a wonderful an important topic of discussion that you're going to use throughout your life insha'Allah ta'ala and most definitely you'll use it now in your youth as well but stay tuned for that topic first let's discuss a benefit that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites salawat 50 times daily I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment subhanallah what a beautiful amazing reward that we receive for recitation of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and 50 times daily isn't a difficult task. It's quite simple if we just decide and set our minds that we're going to recite 50 salawat daily. And how we're going to break that down is that after every salah, we recite at least 10 salawat. 10 salawat after every salah, your 5 daily salah and therefore you got 50 salawat. Every day. So subhanallah azza wa jal, this is a beautiful and easy method of reciting your 50 daily salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina mawlana Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now today's topic of discussion is break time is building time. Yes, break time is building time. We're going to discuss what is it that we should do with our break time, with our free time, with our free days. You find that in various countries, people tend to have a day off from either school or work weekly. Many a time, school children, students at university, they have 2 days a week off. In the workforce, many people have 1 day a week off, but it's a free day. It's a break time. We're going to discuss how we can use that break time to actually build things for the future, to build ourselves, to build our lives and our afterlife. You do stay tuned, but first let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just after the kalam, we'll be back to get into our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Madina sadi jaane Madina sadi jaane Madina sadi jaane Madina sadi jaane khaake Madina khaake Madina khaake Madina khaake Madina khaake Madina khaake Madina خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا
آقا گئے کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے آقا گئے کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا
وہ بے قصوں کے آقا بے قص کو بلاتے کس کو گر بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا زمین ہوتی طیبہ میں گر میسر دو گز زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا ان کے قریب بستا ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا
کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے گھروں کی راہ گزر پر گھروں کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا اور میں غبار بن کر اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا
سالک ہوئے ہو ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا دل مضطرب کو لیکن دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each time we listen to the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we feel our love being strengthened for our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you feel the yearning to visit the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increase in our hearts, become even stronger in our hearts. May Allah azza wa jal take us all to the blessed cities of Makkatul Mukarrama, of Madinatul Munawwara. May we be blessed with the closeness to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may we be blessed to stay upon the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout our lives, that we may be united with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment as his lovers, as his ushaq, as those who love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very dearly more than anything else in this world. Ameen bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's topic of discussion was break time is building time. Yes, we are going to discuss how we can use our breaks to build. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. As we've mentioned that in many countries across the globe, you find that you have what you call a weekend. Here in South Africa as well, we have the weekend. The weekend is Saturday and Sunday in South Africa. So that's when students are not going to school on those days, usually, unless they're going for some extra tuition. You have university students that are free on those days, and you have many people within the workforce as well that have their Saturday and Sunday free, and if not both days, then they have one day free. There could be some countries in the world where people are taking other days off instead. I know of some people that take a Friday and a Saturday off. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that is their free time and that's their break days, their break time. And along with that, we have the year end, we have the mid-year breaks that students tend to get, and many people take their annual leave from their work in these periods as well. So they have a little bit of a break, time away from work, where they can break their schedule, break their usual schedule that every day they go to work in the morning and they come back from work in the evening, or they go to school in the morning and they come back in the afternoon. Many children have madrasa classes as well in the afternoon and they come back home in the late evening. But when it comes to their break time, their free days, they don't have those classes anymore. Alhamdulillah, some do stay on par with whatever it is that they were doing. That's good. And sometimes a little break away from work is also beneficial. Why? Because it's a little bit of a change. And change is as good as rest. Yes, as we take a little change, we feel rejuvenated to put our shoulder back to the wheel and to work hard again. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. However, when we are taking a break from our work or from school, or perhaps madrasa is closed for that time, what exactly can we take a break from and what can we not take a break from? This is also important for us. For example, if someone says, I'm taking a complete break, quick question. Are we going to take a break from eating as well? Are we going to take a break from drinking as well? Are we going to take a break from sleeping as well? Are we going to take a break from walking, talking, etc.? No, because these things do not go on a break. You need to continue breathing even during your break, during your holidays, or during your free day of the week. You need to continue eating. You need to continue drinking. So there are these things that stay with us even on our break. But it doesn't end with just these things. We are Muslims, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And we have more than that that stays with us throughout our lives. And what are some examples of those things that stay with us and should stay with us throughout our lives? The very first foremost thing is our Iman, our Islam, our identity as Muslims. Whether we are at work, whether we are at school, whether we are on campus, we at university, wherever we might be, our Islam stays with us and our identity as Muslims remains with us continuously. It does not leave us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And so this is important as well, that when you have your time off, still remember, I am a Muslim. Still remember, I have the deen of Islam to follow. I have the rules of the religion that I follow, the deen of Islam, that I must abide by at all times. I should keep my identity. My dress code is the dress code of a Muslim. We cannot take off our Islamic attire in such a way that we are dressed contrary to the teachings of Islam just because it's a day off, just because it's a free day, or just because it's a holiday season or holiday period. No, no. Our identity stays with us throughout. Just like that, our salah. Our salah is of utmost importance. We could take a break from everything, but we don't take a break from the worship of our Rabb. Why? Because our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to perform salah, and that is necessary on us every day of the week, every day of the month, every day of the year, and every day of our lives. Our salah is necessary upon us. And this does not change. It stays with us throughout. In fact, that's what grounds us as Muslims. Our salah grounds us as Muslims, that we cannot stray too far. If ever we stray, the next salah comes to bring us back. And so, whatever the day of the week and whatever the season, even if it be a holiday season, we might even in the holiday period take our families out. Our families may take us out. We might go on some sort of travel, some sort of trip. On those travels and on those trips, you see that people tend to lose themselves. They lose themselves in silly ways, in foolish ways. In which ways? In that they forget their identity as Muslims at times. Sometimes they forget their prayers, they forget their salah, they forget their Quran. You have madrasa students that are reading the Holy Quran 6 days a week, and on the seventh day when they are off, then the Quran Sharif is kept aside. There's no recitation of the Holy Quran. Quran Sharif is not something we can take a break from. That's our guide. That's our companion throughout our lives. And we are hopeful that that Quran Sharif, the recitation of Quran Sharif, the thawab of the recitation of Quran Sharif is our companion in the qabr and in the akhirah as well. So how is it that we can take breaks from these things? Most definitely we can't. These are not things that ought to be left aside. Also, with our breaks, there are things that we can do that can be good, that can be fun, that can be enjoyable. Example, spending time with our family members. Spending time with our family members is so important. Just think for a moment. If for 6 days a week, we are busy working, our parents are busy working, our siblings, our children are busy at schools. So for 6 days a week, we don't really get to spend that much of quality time. Our families are yearning for our attention on that seventh day of the week. Now, if on that seventh day of the week, we decide we're going to give our attention to others instead, to outsiders, to friends, etc., and ignore those people that were at home with us, yearning for, desiring our attention, and now when the opportunity came for them to receive some of our time and attention, we kept them bereft of it, and we've given it to others instead. How sad is this? Just think, if throughout the year you are busy with work and they are busy with work and with school and with duties, etc., and then you have a little holiday period, a break, and now when they yearn for that attention throughout the year, and now they are so happy, so joyous that we're going to get father's attention, mother's attention, brother's attention, son's attention, daughter's attention. But in that time, we decide to give it elsewhere instead, and we don't give it to those who yearn for it and most definitely deserve it, then how saddened would they feel? How disappointed would they feel? I see this, we notice this, that throughout the year, youngsters are busy with their schooling and with their university and with their work, etc. And during the year end or in their holiday time or in their mid-year break, they are gone for holiday to some relative's house. Now, this is not a problem that you do go for some holiday to some relative's house or somewhere out. But some days should be given to your immediate family. Some days should be given to your relatives because they yearn for your time too throughout the year. And then when you get that break, we should give it to them as well. Yes, you can play some games, you can find some fun activities or family fun activities to partake in. Perhaps you can have some quizzes, you can have some zehni azmaish where you ask each other some questions and others can respond to those questions, and that can become a learning experience as well. We need to ensure that our breaks are not going to break us. Our breaks are meant to build us. To build us by giving us the rest that we require, giving the mind the change that it requires, whilst at the same time, it needs to be uplifting. It needs to be spiritually uplifting. It needs to be mentally uplifting. It needs to be emotionally uplifting as well. And that is so important that we use this time to build our spirituality, to build our mental capacities, to build our emotional stability. And how is that going to take place if we use these breaks, whether it be the weekly break or the yearly break, in some positive way that what can I get out of this? That by the end of it, it should not be that I have not received anything from it. No, by the end of it, what did I take with me in order to build me into being a better person, into being a more kind person, into being a more spiritually uplifted person, into being an emotionally stronger person? How is that emotional strength going to come as well? It's going to come by our immediate relationships. That are we keeping those relationships strong? Are we ensuring that we hear each other? Are we ensuring that we spend some time together that is quality time, not over a screen? This too is so important, that we limit during our free time, during our breaks, during our holidays, screen time. Just imagine that throughout the week, we are so busy on our screens. There are people that cannot function. They cannot do their work without their laptops, their tablets, and their cell phones. And that's understandable. It's their means of communication. It's their means of studying. It's their means of learning as well. However, by their free day or by their holidays, that becomes just the means of entertainment. And how negative is this upon one's health? How much of negativity it brings upon one's mental stability, upon one's eyesight, upon one's eye health, and upon one's health in general? Because when you could be moving around and keeping active, now you've spent some time just sitting in front of a screen. For how many hours are we going to do that? That time could be given in giving others attention. That time could be used in learning something, in reciting some salawat, in being interactive with people, in performance of salah, in reading. But instead, people tend to just scroll and watch this video and watch that video and watch this movie and that movie and listen to this wrong and that wrong. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So, during our holidays, during our break time, during our free days, it's important that we either decide that I'm going to cut my screen time all the way down, or I'm going to limit my screen time. Example, I have 24 hours in a day. I'm going to give myself 30 minutes of screen time for the day. Well, I'm going to give myself 1 hour of screen time for the day. And yes, 1 hour, sometimes it might seem very long. 2 hours might seem very long. 3 hours might seem very long. But often we use more than that, looking at screens throughout our normal lives. Just imagine people working at a computer, an 8 hour shift, staring at a screen. And then we want to spend our free days also staring at a screen? No. Use these days in positive ways. Use these days in positive ways. Take books along with you. Keep books with you. Decide that on my Sunday, I'm going to read these chapters of this Islamic literature. I'm going to recite so many salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Set your targets. I'm going to travel. If I'm going to travel, I'm going to listen to the Holy Quran. These are the amount of ajza, the paras of the Holy Quran that I'm going to try to recite or I'm going to try to listen to. I know of people that make it their habit, then whilst they travel, they listen to the Holy Quran. They have some CD, some disc, or some memory stick in their vehicles, and they will play a recitation of the Holy Quran. And on long trips, they go through quite a few paras of the Holy Quran, listening to the Holy Quran. This is spiritual upliftment. You're not wasting your journey. You're not wasting your time. I found people that in their free times, they have a tasbih counter upon their hand, and they will continuously be reciting salawat. These are ways in which you are not wasting your time. That you do not let your travel time be wasted. You do not let your free time be wasted. You don't let your holidays be wasted. Also, people tend to search for some activities that they consider fun that may create some adrenaline rush in them for their free time, their free days, or their holidays. Example, people want to jump off cliffs in that time. Yes, maybe bungee jumping, or maybe they want to go paragliding, etc. Some people want to swim in very cold lakes. For example, some people want to go drag racing. Just think before you go down this path. Youth is a phase when there isn't much wisdom generally. Just think, how can this impact my life? There are people who have gone into these sorts of activities just to have the adrenaline pumping through their veins, just to feel more alive in those moments, and it has led to them losing limbs, and that yearning to feel more alive has sometimes led to people's deaths. So think, contemplate. Before I drive very fast, I could be the cause of someone else being hurt. I could be the cause of myself being hurt. I could be the cause of someone else losing their lives. Before I decide to go paragliding, And I'm not saying that nobody should ever do it, but just think before you do it. If you're going to go down that path, is it safe for me or is it not? I'm not saying no one's allowed to go bungee jumping, but just think before you go, is it safe for me or is it not? Could I hurt myself in this process? Could I engage in more beneficial activity in this time that will actually build me instead of breaking me? That will build me in knowledge and make me stronger instead of me just wasting funds, instead of me just wasting my money and wasting my time? Yes, you can go out and see the beautiful creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can go out and see the mountains. You can go out and see the fields. You can go out and see the lakes and the oceans. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But when you see these things, let it uplift you spiritually. Let it be a means of you growing in your iman, in a means of you praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more after seeing them than you used to before seeing them, because now you are seeing the majestic signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to travel, then travel to beautiful places. Makkatul Mukarramah should be on our list. Madinatul Munawwarah should be on our list. Al-Aqsa should be on our list. The Mazarat of Awliya-i Kiram should be on our list. Masajid should be on our list. These are places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends. And those are places that we should yearn to visit so that we too can take a share in that special mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descending upon those places. The activities that attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should spend our time in those activities. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us that we use our free time to build ourselves, that we use our break time to build ourselves and not to use our break time in activities that could potentially break us spiritually, mentally, or emotionally, or even physically. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel and be sure to join the next program of The Challenges of Youth to unpack other challenges that the youth do face and Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges too. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth, O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.